When you first heard a siren, what happened?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Didn't take no notice. There was nowhere to go.
No.
I mean, we never had no shelters in the village.
Oh, you didn't?
No. There was no ambulance shelters in their village.
Oh,
and
right.
You know, so you just got covered where, wherever you could. You know.
Yeah.
But we didn't take them.
No.
But as I say, most of the bombs that were dropped around, they were dropped up in the woods. You know. We never had none. That's the only damage where that little bit of shrapnel went through his window.
Mm.
That's the only damage we had through during the war.
Yeah.
No.
So you didn't have an air raid shelter.
No.
None of them in the village had air raid shelters of any description.
No.
And you weren't provided. The village people weren't provided with a shelter in the street or anything.
No.
So. The air raids really didn't affect...
Didn't affect us most.
It didn't?
Just going straight over those making for London or anything, you know.
So
most of the time, when we were kids,
yeah,
we used to get up on the hill, because there's a steep hill in front of my mum, and we used to go watch them.
Yeah.
Bomb Portsmouth.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah.
Until we got far of that.
One
come over low and we run.
Yeah.
But, you know, we used to go out there and watch them.
Yeah.
Part of shooting down at the, what's the ACACs all round. We had searchlights all round the village.
Yes.
You know, different places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did they have barrage balloons?
Not there, no.
No,
it's all down round Portsmouth Way. You could see them, you know. But
that's
what I say. Where the big fields, like, there was big fields, but now, of course, they made them bigger with taking the edges in. But where the big field, they put, like, scaffold poles across. You know, so far apart. So a plane, you couldn't land a plane then, and that was the idea of that.
Yeah.
Because of the invasion, as they thought it was going to come. And they were prepared for that.